Hi, this is Barbara Allen Woods from One Tree Hill, and you're listening to Stardust Radio.
Hey, everybody, welcome back for our second edition of Buzzworthy. Listen to me, I'm promoting another show. Second edition for Stardust Radio for the evening. Glad you guys stuck around. We have feature film actress and returning guest of Stardust Radio, Miss Tana Frederick. Is that you, Tana? Tana? Okay. Tana, is that you?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Oh, okay. Yes, I got you, girl. I got you. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I am so well. I'm so happy that you got in contact with me to come back.
I know. Thanks for having me back on the show.
Oh, anytime, anytime. I'm just jumping straight. Is your dad calling in?
Yeah, he should be.
Okay, then this got to be him. What's his name?
David.
David. David, is that you?
Yes. Hello.
Hi.
Hi,
honey.
Welcome. Welcome, welcome to Stardust Radio, David.
Thank you.
Don't be shy, honey. We don't do that here.
I am.
I'm so glad you called in. I'm so happy. Let's just jump into Irene in Time. I actually watched it. I got the screener a while ago, but I wanted to watch it the day of, just so I could have the instant memories of the scenes fresh to me. And I don't know what to say, Tana. This is just amazing.
Really?
Really.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's just amazing work. You were incredible, incredible in it. I didn't know that you sang, and you have a lovely voice.
Thank you.
It was just fabulous.
I didn't really know that I sang either. I actually just did it was kind of a dare to myself. I said, okay, sometime in the next year I have to go up and sing, because I'm terrified of singing. I used to do it in college or high school and stuff, but, like musical theater stuff like that. But so I said, okay, I'm gonna set a goal for myself. I have to sing in front of an audience, just freak myself out and do something I'm afraid of. So I asked Harriet Schock if I could sing with her, and she actually gave me more songs than I wanted to do by myself and ended up performing in a club out here. And then Henry came and saw the show and said, I didn't know you could sing. Guess what? Your character in the next movie is going to be a singer. And I was like, yikes. Oh, no. But it turned out really, really great.
It did. You have a lovely voice.
Thank you.
So let's start off. I want you to tell the listeners in the chat room, give them the synopsis of Irene in Time, because it comes out in select theaters in California June 19th, and then it will be in New York City in September. So tell everybody what to expect and what it's all about, and the importance of your dad calling in, because we have to pull in why dad's calling.
Of course. It's a beautiful story about fathers and daughters and the effect that that women's relationships with their fathers has on their choices of men throughout their lives. And it's kind of a beautiful, magical realism story. It's kind of about how love lasts over time. Love conquers all. And it's about a girl who was really close to her father but lost her father when she was 13, and she has a lot of problems with the men in her life. And it's opening, of course, Father's Day weekend, which is perfect. And we just premiered it out here, and I was lucky enough to have my daddy in the audience. He is an amazing dad, and I wanted him to be on the show tonight. Since it was Father's Day, it seemed appropriate, and since this film is about fathers and daughters. And actually, my dad is in the movie. We used I can't, without giving away too much about the film, the sort of finale is actual Super 8 millimeter film footage of my dad and I when I was probably, dad, 3?
Yeah.
Is it really? I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah.
That was fabulous. Oh,
and we didn't
okay.
even know we had, we didn't, we just found that right before we put the movie together. We didn't even know we had that footage of he and I in the lake, and it worked out perfectly.
Oh,
so,
my God, that was
really
good.
Yeah. That was cool. And so my dad and I sat at the DGA, you know, in the back row, and there were about 600 people there and just held hands and bonded, you know, through it. So it was nice.
Yeah,
it was an incredible story. But, Dad, tell me your thoughts on it. I mean...
They offered to show me parts of it during along the creating of it, and I decided not to because I wanted to see, I knew what the subject was about, and I just wanted to let myself go at the, when I saw the movie in 35 millimeter on the big screen.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, it went beyond my expectations. I had tears in my eyes at the end. It was really moving. It was a wonderfully woven together picture. It's the music that is interspersed with Harriet and Andrea and their band, and the voices are beautiful. And the story is just really moving.
It was, and without giving too much of the movie away, there was one part in it, Tana, where let's just put it where you were popping the balloons. Oh my God, I was ready to jump through that TV. I thought that was going to be it. I was like, oh God, she found it, and then all of a sudden,
God. That's great.
Yeah.
You know, I'm really pleased with the audience responses so far because, you know, it's such a different movie from Hollywood Dreams, which was the first film that I filmed with Henry. It's whereas Hollywood Dreams is sort of in your face and, you know, a parody on Hollywood, of course, and
right.
dramedy, but still, you know, it's kind of like out there and you watch it. You don't really want to go on the journey with her, but it's lovely to me the audience of audiences so far have really jumped on the journey of this character of Irene and gone along with her, you know, in her search for essentially her father and on her search through you know, her life and these men. And it's just it's great. It's really lovely to see. And both men and women alike, you know, men are not excluded from this film by any means. A lot of men have brought up, you know, have talked to me after the film and said, wow, this, you know, makes me think about my relationship with my mother and my wife. And, you know, they say it has really opened my eyes to how I treat my daughter and made moments even more special for me that I might have taken for granted, you know, and that's lovely.
Yeah, it's nice to see how they, like you said, it's woven into such a nice blend of stories, you know, and it's like you go from one scene to the next, and then, you know, just people talking about the stories between their fathers and their relationships, it's just nicely blended in, and it was beautiful. That's all I can say. I mean, I really wish that it wasn't at select theaters, and I really wish this was going nationwide because, you know, so many people are missing out on it that don't live in California.
Yeah.
And I really hope that when the New York premiere comes around in September, that it kind of just explodes out there because I think, you know, if it can do it anywhere, it's definitely down in Manhattan.
Well, I'm going to have to send you the other theaters that it is playing at because I know there are other states that it's playing in through either Landmark or Lonely Theaters. So
okay, because on the website it only had, because I was looking at that today just for my own, they have it just for Southern California and September 23rd at the Quad Cinema in Manhattan. That's all they have on the website. So yeah, definitely send me the rest so I can throw it up there, tell them to put it on the website too for that matter, because I've been throwing this website out all over the place and I'm, you know,
so sweet to promote this. Thank you.
It's just so, it's such a sweet, sweet film. It really is, you know. And I would love to like be off the air and going through every little detail because I don't want everybody to hear what it's all about completely. You know, because, you know, some of it pissed me off and some of it was just like, oh, you know. So it was just great. It really was. And it was so fitting for a Father's Day weekend opening.
Yeah, it really worked out well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, we have a couple callers. You want to take some calls?
Yes, absolutely.
Let's see here. We've got Tony from Chicago. Hey, Tony.
Hey, Joanne. How are you tonight?
Good. How are you? Say hi to Tana.
Hi, Tana.
Hi, Tony.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. I got a chance to check out the trailers for Irene in Time, and I'm telling you, based on what I've seen, this is going to be one very good movie to go see, especially a good movie to take, you know, your father or your daughter or whatever, your family movie to see.
Oh, that's so nice. Thank you.
Same coming from a man, you know?
I know, I love it. I love it. The first caller is a guy who's saying go to it. That's great.
There you go. So, we're lucky they have bits of the trailer up, too. So.
Yeah.
You know, I wish it was in Chicago. I wish they had gone nationwide. I hope it's streaming in Chicago because I would love to go see the whole thing, you know.
Yeah, it is going to Chicago again. I don't know the exact dates, but I'm going to have them put it up as soon as possible. But we always play in Chicago. We play in Minneapolis, St. Louis, Texas, Boston. So.
Okay.
Yeah. So it is a nationwide release. It's just it's released into different dates. But I'm definitely going to keep you posted. I appreciate anybody who you send to the movie. Because, you know, it's an indie film, and it's always dependent upon, you know, the little small audiences that go to it.
Absolutely. That's what it's all about, you know.
Yeah.
And definitely somebody
asked me today where they were looking for the trailer, and they said it wasn't available. Where is that available?
It's
on a website called IreneInTime.com.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm on it now, actually. I just popped up your website for the movie. And
I think there's some on YouTube as well, and also on my website, www.tanafrederick.com.
Yeah, here it is. It is on YouTube, but there's a 30-second spot for YouTube, and here's the trailer with the... This is like one of my favorite parts of the movie, the trailer they have up, so I can actually talk about this. When you kind of blew Jackie off and told him he gave you the creep. I love that part. I was like, look at her. I loved it. I was like, oh, good. I'm so glad she did that.
Oh, I love
that. That was
it.
Like one of my favorite parts. I can say that.
There's so many women who have said that how much they love that scene.
I do. And then there's the other scene on here. You're in the beginning of the film with Gordon, and he was kind of acting like a jackass because, you know, you're picking food off his plate. I wanted to smack him. So the feeling actually just come out, you know. So I really want everybody to see it. I mean, you really get, God, it's just so relatable, I guess, is what it is.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, we spent a year and a half in pre-production, you know, and along the way, I get a chance to talk to women about, you know, their fathers and about, I mean, that's part of the research, and then you know, talk about their relationships with men, and so I really tried to take that in and make this character somebody, it was kind of difficult to make it a universal feeling for women without making it too general, but I think I think I got enough stories, you know, in my heart from talking to all these women that a lot of women, you know, do relate to this character and feel good after the movie. Well, some feel good, some don't, but again, we can't give away the ending there.
Oh, yeah, that just blew me away. So when Tana gets that stuff, boy, it's going to be all over, so you guys will know when it's coming to a theater near you. It's definitely a must see.
Aww.
I mean, and Henry did a fantastic job with it, and Tony, did you, I have to say to Tony, because I didn't know this either, Joe, I can't pronounce his last name correctly, Manganiello,
yeah.
Manganiello from One Tree Hill is actually in this movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's in this movie also. So, it's and you got Dave Provol, and there's a lot of people in this film that,
two better actresses in this film as well. Two better actresses. One is the wife of Steve Martin, and the other is Karen Black.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Victoria Tennant is incredible. She plays my mother in the movie, and she's such an elegant, lovely woman. I mean, she's just so contained and such a talent. It was really, really lovely to work with her.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask Dad something. Dad, when you saw the movie and the premiere and you guys kind of just sat back and watched it, what did you hope, as you were watching it, what did you hope the audience would get out of it?
I love the introspection with relationship factor with between men, because we've all gone through dating and we've all had many relationships with other people.
Mm-hmm.
And then how it the love that she had for her father carried through, and mainly on a survival stance in a lot of position in a lot of relationships she was going to, just to keep her own a center of gravity, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
with what was going on with her. And it was I totally enjoyed the way it flowed and the way it came together at the end.
Oh yeah, absolutely. That the way that it came together at the end was incredible, and definitely can't give that away. But we just need to get the rest of those theaters out, because honestly, this is something that everybody should go see, and not just a father-daughter, combination. It can be, with your boyfriend or whatever. Like it shows the men, I think, also how to treat somebody and how not to treat somebody. You know, what you want, what you don't want. I think there's a lot of different little hidden messages that are in here also.
Yeah, that's really true. I mean, again, the most rewarding thing of completing a film like this and getting the film into theaters is really hearing on a personal level people's feedback, And last night I got an email from one of my guy friends who brought his girlfriend to it and said, after they saw the movie, they just got in the car and she just broke down about her father and shared all of this information. They'd been together for a while that he had never known, and just to sort of open up the floodgates or open up the communication, that's what Henry's films really do they improve people's communication and relationships by just, putting it out there allow for exploration. And I love that aspect of it.
Oh, absolutely. And I sat and I watched and I thought of a lot of things. It makes you think and go back. I mean, me and my dad have a really, really close relationship, but it wasn't always like that. So it kind of like brings you back and makes you think about certain things. It's a make you think movie. And it's definitely, I think, will bring people a lot closer that go see it. Especially if it's paired in the right combination,
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. And relationships between fathers and daughters are just as special as like mothers and daughters or fathers and sons.
Mm-hmm.
And my relationship, especially with father and son, especially with my dad, that we had a relationship so much going up. We had our turbulent times. We had our good times too. It was so special for us, and unfortunately, my dad is not there anymore. He's been gone for 7 years now, so it was very special for me.
Yeah, see, it focused and pointed towards the father-daughter thing, but like I said, there's something for everyone in it, and there's a lot of hidden messages, and it really makes people feel, and think, and that's, I think, the beauty part of it.
And again, whether you're a father or a son, or you know, it's it helps you reflect on what your relationship, how your relationship with your parents affected the rest of your life. You know, if your parents were, if you had a great relationship, how you open up toward a lot of people, or maybe how you hold your partner at a higher standard because your parents were wonderful, or if they weren't good to you, you know, how you close off from people, or you, you know, anger issues or whatever it manifests itself as.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I agree. Tony, hang on 1 second. Let me try and get to this other caller. I was trying to pick him up, but I couldn't get nothing. Hi, area code 787. Hello? 787. See, I couldn't get nothing out of them. So maybe they're just telephone shy. That's okay. That's all right. We have those that just don't, that just sit on the phone and listen. Because sometimes they can't get into their computers or whatever, but that's cool. So anyway, Tana, what else is going on with you besides Irene and Time? What are we looking to see coming up next?
Well, in December I filmed a sequel to Hollywood Dreams with. Yeah, which is going to be spectacular. Noah Wiley was my co-star in it, and. He is just amazing. I mean, absolutely an amazing actor. It was a dream come true for me. It just felt like a total Spencer Tracy, Catherine Hepburn, you know, relationship, like banter, you know, fireworks. And so that was great, and that's going to be coming out within the next year. And also I did a film this summer, a very dark comedy with some great comedians in it, called Katie Q by director Ron Vignoni. We have a great cast of Paul Sand. He used to be on the Carol Burnett Show. He's just hilarious. And Karen Black, Zach Norman, David Proval again. I'm really lucky because I get to keep working with all of these, my little troupe of comedian buddies, you know.
Right.
And so every time we come into the set with different characters, but we always have a great time. And then I'm doing a play out here at the Edgemar Theater called A Couple of White Chicks Sitting Around Talking by John Ford Noonan.
Oh my God.
So I'm looking forward to that one. I'm just getting a push-up bra and some acrylic nails, and I'm going to town.
There you go. All right. Well, that sounds fun.
Yeah.
That's cool. All right. Well, you know what? You know you're always welcome here, and I'll promote everything and anything you got going on. You know that for a fact.
Oh, you are such a sweetheart.
You do some, you know, Dad, you raised such a beautiful, and I mean that not only just as a personal sense, but she's drop-dead gorgeous. I mean, we have to at least acknowledge that, right, Tana? She's got that beautiful, gorgeous red hair and those blue eyes. She's just an Anne Margaret type beauty.
Oh,
and,
I love her, David.
You know, it's just, you know, she's become such a favorite of mine, you know, and I'm so glad that I was presented with the opportunity to help and have her come on the show, and she's always welcome back. She's a big, big favorite of mine, and keep them coming. Just keep them coming, yep. Tana. You got it. You know what you're doing?
What?
You know what you're doing.
I'm like, what am I doing?
Joanne,
doing
doing
it all.
I just keep working. That's what my daddy taught
me. Right.
So I
there
just
you
keep
go.
Going and don't stop. And yeah.
And that's it. So besides Facebook, are you on Twitter also?
I can't get into the Twitter thing. I haven't mastered Twitter yet. I feel shy about that because it's just like, I'm so boring. What people don't want to know when I'm brushing my teeth, you know?
Well,
so,
you know, it's not even just all. It took me a little bit to get into it too. I don't really tweet too much. I use it mainly for the show purposes,
right.
But you know, it's a good networking tool. Look into it. You'll like it, you know,
okay.
As far as networking goes.
Yeah,
you know.
Maybe I just need to practice.
Yeah. It's not that bad. Not that bad. But you know what? It's always a pleasure. And Dad, I'm so glad you called in tonight with Tana.
Well, thank you for your invitation.
It makes it so much more special, I think. So this is just, you know, a hint for all of you is just be on the lookout because I'm going to post something on Facebook and through StarDishRadio.com and TownOfFrederick.com is going to have it. Tana will have it posted of all the other theaters that Irene in Time is going to be hitting this upcoming weekend, Father's Day weekend. So you guys, you know, take the time, go support the indie films, because, you know, without the support from the fans, the indie films, sometimes the great ones just miss it, you know, without that support. So definitely support indie fans.
Yeah, thank you.
Definitely. I do this with another director, Gregory J. Martin. He's an independent film director, and he's just released on DVD this movie called Manhattanites, and he's got another one coming out, Raven. They just premiered at Universal City Walk, and they've got, so I kind of feel for the underdogs, so to speak, you know, get them out there and get them going.
Thank you for that.
Anytime, girl, anytime, you know, always welcome. So everyone, make sure you go check out TanaFrederick.com, right? That's it.
Yep.
And you can find her on Facebook, too, and maybe coming to Twitter soon. We shall see.
We'll see.
But, Tana, before I let you go, can I get you to do a promo for the show? I didn't get you to do one the last time because I was a little shy about it, but I'm not so much anymore.
I know. I love this. I sense a change in you.
It's not so shy anymore.
Something's happened in your life.
You
Am
know
I
what?
Wrong? Like something, you've had some catharsis.
You know what it is? Really, it's just, I moved, I relocated from Florida to Buffalo and New York, and, you know, me and my kids are finally kind of at peace.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm in remission from non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Wow.
And things are good. You know, I have to say things are good. So I'm good.
Oh.
I'm in a good place right now.
You sound incredibly free and relaxed and I don't know, just full of life. You're owning it. I love
it.
That's
great. Know, it's been a while and it took me a little bit, but you know. So now I'm not being shy, girl. Give me your promo.
Okay.
As long as it has your name in it and Stardust Radio, we're all right.
You're listening to Star Dish Radio. This is Tana Frederick, and you couldn't talk to a better woman than Joanne. She's like a best BFF, and thank you so much, Joanne, for having me.
You know what, Tana, thank you so much. And, Dad, again, thank you so much. You raised a hell of a daughter, if I do say so myself. Okay. Well, everybody, I'm signing off from Stardust Radio. Don't forget to come back tomorrow night at 10 p.m. Eastern Time for the amazing Beth Ehlers, who portrays Taylor McBride on All My Children on ABC. So make sure you guys come back and check that out. And until we dish again, we're out of here. See you later. Have a good night.
Good night.
Hey, everybody, this is Brandon. Hey, everybody, this is Brandon Barash, and thank you for listening to Stardust Radio.
Hey, I'm Eden Regal on Stardust. Thank you so much for listening.